No, everybody loved Lil Nas X's outfits, which, to be fair, were great.
Yeah.
Looked like a Final Fantasy character, which is good.
He looked like he was playing Fashion Souls.
But you have to be somebody who is as like overwhelmingly likable as Lil Nas X in order to escape the scrutiny of being at the Met Gala. Like, and that's a preternatural charisma. People don't have that. That's an incredibly rare thing.
Yeah.
And then there is also the element of like, fashion events are weird and predicated on cruelty and alienating. I mean, maybe not if you're somebody who like is super into fashion or whatever, but if you're not, you look at this shit and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Nobody wears shit like that. Doesn't make any goddamn sense. You know who would have hated it more than anybody, honestly, is Norm MacDonald.
R.I.P. Norm MacDonald.
That dude wore baggy sweatpants and a fucking baseball cap till the day he died.
For his whole life.
Yeah. King.
Oh, yeah. King. I wonder what you get if you even look up like Norm MacDonald style. It's just like 10 of the same picture of him wearing a ripped flannel.
Steal his look, go to any airport and just buy the clothes at the airport.
Yeah, in the movie Dirty Work, he was wearing a short sleeve flannel unbuttoned that was three sizes too large for him. And that movie came out like 1998.
Oh my God. Icon. True icon. Like literally just go to the collection, go to the spot where people give donations to Goodwill and just steal a random bag of clothes. And that's how you dress like Norm MacDonald.
That's how you dress like Norm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald died this week or yesterday, the day we were recording. And you know, he had some dodgy politics, I will say.
He was a dodgy guy.
But he was also probably the funniest person to be alive.
For the past hundred years.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
he was certainly the funniest person to be on SNL, except possibly Chris Farley. It's neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. His stand-up is incredible. His movies are incredible. He only has the one movie, I guess. But
he shows up in a lot of stuff, though. You'll be watching something from the 90s or the 2000s, and Norm MacDonald will just be in it for like 3 or 4 minutes, which is a treat.
It's always a treat when he's there. But his stand-up was great. His podcast/YouTube shows were amazing. Just a really, really talented, incredibly funny guy, and it's a shame he is gone now. Early, he was only 61.
Yeah.
And he had lung cancer, I think.
I didn't see what kind, but I saw that he had cancer for 9 years, so it was like he was getting it treated for a long time.
Yeah, he fought a long private battle with it.
Yeah.
So
poor guy.
R.I.P. to him.
Yeah. R.I.P. to him. Luckily, he didn't have to see this shit.
What, the Met Gala?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he'd seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah. He saw it before.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's the whole thing. Like, I think maybe for all of his dodgy political takes, Norm instinctively understood that, being fashionable is fascist, you know, the fashion industry oozes fascism, quite literally. Fascist companies founded in the two most notoriously fascist countries of Europe,
Germany and
during
Italy,
the wave of fascism in Europe, are still the industry leaders in fascism and the production side of fashion, are still industry leaders in fashion, and the production end of fashion is like the modern forefront of modern day slavery and indentured servitude and labor exploitation and wage theft and all kinds of things. So, I mean, there's also that. I'm not the guy. I really hate to be the person who's like, yeah, vote with your dollars, or vote with your dollars. Don't buy Gucci or whatever. Don't buy fast fashion. I don't know how much that matters, but like, I do think that there's a cultural overinvestment in fashion that helps it just escape scrutiny in a way that, like, I don't know, oil companies aren't quite as able to escape scrutiny.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about fashion is that it's like one of the ways that a society can kind of like, it's like an out valve for stress and alienation and like lack of control, because you can control like what you dress like and what you wear, and it's a way of sort of like feeling like you can have control over your life in some small way. And I feel like whenever things are more tumultuous in America, like, people reach to fashion to try to like feel some sort of control.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in a sense, that's what a guy like Norm Macdonald was doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he had a look. He had a style.
Yeah.
It just wasn't like a fashionable style. It was like 90s guy, 90s dad. That's literally golfer, all it is.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you're definitely right that it's like a little easier, you know, even if you sort of like, you know, if you're an American, your lifestyle is fueled by oil and it's like you can't really divest mm-hmm. yourself from it. But you can sort of step back and be like, well, I don't want all this shit to be happening. But it's a kind of a little harder to like take a step back and like look at the whole fashion industry and like push back against it as evil, even though it like has many of the same, you know, evil qualities as an oil company or any other like massive polluting industry, because you sort of feel invested in it.
It's so funny too. Like, it's not even the it's not even like the crimes of the industry that people are really responding to. It's more like shit is really bad for us ever since COVID, and also leading up to COVID, it was already pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of don't find it in good taste to like televise this kind of opulence anymore. And like, what an incredibly American thing where it's like, okay, this industry exploits and kills millions of people annually around the world and ruins the lives of tens of millions more. That was fine. Okay. Yeah. But making me feel bad when I watch TV, that is a bridge too far.
Now you're supposed to be the feel good box.
Now you've done it.
Yeah.